This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Over the years, I have reported on the uncertainty around treatments for depression. In each of my reports, I did not dispute that serious depression is common, debilitating, and difficult to treat. I have reported the rates of depression have increased significantly in the past 30 years. Some attribute this to an aging population, to changing economic burdens, and to social expectations. In the U.S., the cost of depression in terms of missed days of work, treatment costs, and lost lives is thought to be more than $200 billion, with a B. Treatments can be drug-based or therapy-based, but therapy depends on local expertise. It is expensive, and it requires trained professionals, so we use lots of drugs. And there is great debate about how these drugs, with their fancy medical names, actually work. We know short-term benefits are small, and there is not great data about long-term benefits. By combining data from 522 separate studies involving about 120,000 adults with depression and studying 21 different antidepressant medications, researchers conducted what they call a meta-analysis. The report, published in Lancet, attempts to provide us with some perspective. The good news is that all the antidepressants studied were more effective than a placebo, a sugar pill, in people with serious depression. However, many of the studies were funded by manufacturers, leading me to seriously question their validity and their bias. Nonetheless, 7 drugs were found to be more effective than the other 14, but these were not always the ones that were most acceptable to patients in terms of side effects. Now, I should point out that the study was only of adults. We know no more about what causes depression or how antidepressants work in kids than we do in adults. The Lancet paper suggests that perhaps drugs have a different mechanism in kids. The brain is less developed, depression has a different cause, or perhaps there are just fewer studies. While this study gives doctors and patients some high-quality data to help make some treatment decisions, we still need more. Most of the studies included in this report were short-term, 8 to 12 weeks, leaving us with much less information about longer-term effects, rates of recurrence, or duration of treatment. While many of these drugs have been around for years, it's amazing. We still have no idea how they work or how long they should be used. For those that want to see the results of particular drugs, I've put a link to the paper on the website at kcrw.com/secondopinion.